Education. Entertainment. It's Edutainment with the Data Doctors on News Radio 620 KTAR.
It's all about Comdex here on the Computer Corner this week.
We're talking about some of the technologies we saw, or saw. We saw?
Yeah, in years past?
We did virtual touring of Comdex this year.
Yeah.
And we're suggesting you do the same. Why spend the time and effort and money and being around all those geeks when you can simply go online and see many, many of the cool things that were shown at the computer show of the year, as they like to try to call it.
Yeah.
Actually, if you are a corporate IT person, this would have been one of the best years to go, because the Comdex group decided, okay, no more massage chairs, no more Mercedes-Benz. No, if you're not a IT-based product.
No more hot babes and skimp.
Oh, no. That's part of Vegas.
Oh, why weren't we there then?
That's a requirement. Well, you know.
Maybe CES, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, quite frankly, for most of you consumers out there that like consumer electronics, the show to go to in January is the Consumer Electronics Show up in Vegas, which has dwarfed Comdex in its size and scope. And obviously, with the convergence of computer technology and a lot of the other things that that we used to consider consumer electronics, you're going to see a lot of computer technology as well as consumer products that, you know, where that gray area. Is it a TV? Is it a computer?
Know.
Is it a wristwatch? Is it a...
Speaking of which, Microsoft has a whole new software platform that they've been working on for a while that they kind of sort of let people have a peek at Comdex.
They said last year that they introduced the concept of this last year.
Yeah, it's called SPOT technology, and SPOT stands for Smart Personal Objects Technology. It's something they've been working on for a while with National Semiconductor, and it involves real scaled down, even more scaled down than like Pocket PC kind of software that works with some very specific hardware to take things like your wristwatch and make them able to display sports scores and
weather,
get instant messaging and things like that on them, but at a very on a very simple kind of level, integrating kind of the same .NET technology that you're seeing move throughout a lot of their different products. Or things like the ability to take a regular ballpoint pen, for example, that has regular ink in it and it can write on a piece of paper, but the entire time that it's writing, it could be either storing or transmitting stuff back to another location where it was recording your pen strokes and actually like you were writing on a tablet somewhere, but so you could be writing virtually and on a piece of paper at the same time. So kind of some promising, kind of cool technology things
there. That's got some interesting spy possibilities,
yeah.
You know? Here's a new pen!
It's not the same thing we've been seeing with cell phones that are turning into cameras and all kinds of other things. They're not taking things and kind of trying to squish 14 devices into one. They're trying to take a device that you already use in everyday life and extend it to something virtual as well as real.
All right, well, we're going to talk about telephony, IP, voice over IP, all kinds of technology.
And telephony, too.
Telephony.
Yes.
We're talking about what happened at Comdex this past week, and of course, in the second hour, we'll have open phones. It's Ken Colburn, Brandon Disney, Michael Valdivia here, the Data Doctors, talking computers, Comdex, and fun till the daddy takes a T-bird to bay.
Stick around, lots more to go right here on the Computer Corner, News Radio 620, KTAR.